The evidence will clear it right up, or will it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Ever since that shot on February 26th in Sanford, Florida.
All right, what is your account number? First
gunshot.
Ever since that shot, George Zimmerman has claimed he was defending himself against Trayvon Martin, who may have been 10 years younger, but was also about 6 inches taller. His story was met with considerable doubt since he's on tape telling a 911 operator he was chasing Martin despite being advised not to. And we yearn for more evidence to clear this up. Well, now we have it. A few days after the prosecution turned over its evidence to the defense, some of that evidence has started to leak, and it shows that the day after the shooting, a family doctor found that George Zimmerman had suffered a broken nose, two black eyes, and two cuts on the back of his head, while a separate report shows that Trayvon Martin had two injuries, the fatal gunshot wound and scraped knuckles, the implication being that he scraped those knuckles in the process of breaking George Zimmerman's nose. So what does this tell us? Well, it certainly tells us who was getting the worst of the fight at the time the shot was fired, but the real question is, did Trayvon Martin somehow deserve to get shot? Zimmerman claims that he broke off his chase and Martin circled back and started throwing punches against a guy who was, at that point, no threat to him. But wait a second. Trayvon Martin is dead. So can you argue that Zimmerman, who was armed and moments earlier had been running after Trayvon Martin, wasn't a threat? This may be one of those cases where the more evidence you get, the less clear it becomes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Dave Ross is part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.